Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is July the 31st, 2020. Man, through July already, it's hard to believe. Today we want to finish our little look in the book of Philippians 4 and see Paul's instructions to the Philippians, and the title today is Think Without Anxiousness. You know, I know that many of us today are facing times of anxiety. There is anxiousness everywhere. People are trying to think through this pandemic. And we are flooded with information. We hear conflicting reports. We wonder which one is credible. And if you're like me, you wonder if any of them are credible. Have you ever heard that old saying that too many witches spoil the brew? Well, I think that's the place that we're at when it comes to information. Too much information spoils our ability to understand. We're in the place where having more information doesn't bring us peace, but anxiety. No longer does someone have to be a credible person to put content, like in the past you had to be a credible reporter and a credible newspaper or a credible magazine to be able to put something out into the media stream. But today you can be any person sitting behind a computer anywhere and you can put anything out on social media just about that you want to. So no longer do you have to have credibility, and no longer, if you put out something that is proven to be false, no longer are you discredited. Someone's going to believe you because we have this whole conspiracy theory going on. And so more information doesn't give us peace but anxiety. The other day we were discussing about the ability of parents that they have the ability to put tracers on their kids. They know where they are at all times. And instead of bringing peace and comfort, it brings fear. The parents watch every second while their child is on the road. And if they stop for too long a time, oh no, what's going on? If they had a wreck, if they have a flat tire, they are always anticipating something bad happening. Instead of thinking about the goodness of God and that the protection of God is going to be with their child, and, you know, they just anticipate always something bad happening. And we also think something bad happening is something horrible, but we forget that we're going to have some bad things happening in life. You know, it's a lot different than when I was young and maybe years before me. When I was young, Mom would turn us loose at the beginning of the day in the summer and we'd run the hills and she wouldn't be concerned about us. Actually, you know, she turned us out in the car even, and she wasn't really concerned about it too much. You know, in the evening, here's what she thought. When you get hungry, you'll be home. More than likely, sometime before dark, you would find your way home. And you know that she just didn't worry. I mean, she might have wondered, but it wasn't a day full of worry like parents are today. Their days are full of worry. So too much information is bringing anxiety instead of comfort. Paul knew the importance of what you think. He knew the contents of what someone thinks will impact their joy. This is why his advice in Philippians 4:8 is to control the content of your thoughts. The contents of your thoughts can bring you joy or sorrow. So today, the way to think without anxiousness is to think about the good. Let's just read there, Philippians 4:8. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Paul knew the importance of thinking on the good things. So today, the way to think without anxiousness is to think about the good. Think about the goodness and grace of God. Think that He sets as a sentinel, like we studied yesterday, over your life. Think of His power at your disposal. Think how the affairs of this life, even the virus, are in the hands of God. So trust in Him and have faith. What do you spend your time thinking on? Are you thinking on conspiracy theories? Are you thinking about how the government is attempting to control your life? Are you like, oh no, we're in a coin shortage and this means the Antichrist is on his way? Do you think about the danger of the virus and whether it will affect your family, infect your family, and all of that? You know, men have always been prone to think about the difficulties which they will face. It's not something new. And if we think about the difficulties that we face, if we dwell on them and ponder on them, it will only bring us anxiety. This is why Paul encouraged the Philippians to think on good things. Think on honesty, things that are just, pure, lovely, good report, virtuous, and things worthy of praise. Think on those things. Paul's instructions to them were to control the things you think about. If you're always thinking about the negative, you'll have a negative spirit. If you think about the positive, you can have a positive spirit. So today, as we finish this week, I want you to consider the information that you allow to fill your brain. Does your news feed focus on the positive? Does it help you to see that God is in control? Does it promote the sovereignty of God? What about blessings? Does your newsfeed fill you with the blessings that you have received? Does it allow you to see the blessings that you have received and you will receive from God? Your thought life is very important. As a follower of Jesus, you need to guard your thoughts. You need to guard the stimuli which affect your thoughts. Maybe we have so much anxiety and anxiousness in our lives because we allow our thoughts to be filled with things which do not build us up, but the things which tear us down, the things which cause fear and anxiety. Think about that this week, and maybe you can think without anxiousness by controlling the things that you allow your mind to think on. Lord, as we close out this week, I pray that your people will think without anxiousness. I pray, God, that you will help us to consider our thoughts. Help us to know the content of our thoughts affect our spirit. Show us those things which make for peace. Help us to think on those things that make for peace. Help us to remove those things which cause us to think anxious thoughts. I thank you that you're Lord of all of our circumstances. Bless your people this weekend, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Until next week, this is Brother Mark. Goodbye.